And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Today in the news, gold jumped more than 1% on Friday as the dollar slipped from a one-month peak, while worries over the rising COVID-19 cases and uncertainty surrounded the presidential election offered support to the safe haven metal, reports CNBC. There's a lot of structural pieces in place for gold to continue to rise after the election, regardless of the outcome, said Kevin Rich, global gold market advisor for the Perth Mint. Gold, which has risen 24% so far this year, tends to benefit from widespread stimulus measures from central banks. In August, the Federal Reserve introduced its new monetary strategy of average inflation targeting. The reason the new policy has failed is that no one seems to trust the Fed to achieve its policy goals, reports Thomas Hogan at AIER. Fed Chairman Powell's comment that the Fed is, quote, not out of ammo, was intended to reassure the public that the Fed will do whatever it takes to achieve its monetary goals. Unfortunately, the Fed's actions do not support that sentiment. A shocking disease about which we know very little, even though it has been running rampant for seemingly a long time, writes Jeff Snyder at Real Clear Markets. In less than a year, we've come to know quite a lot about the coronavirus, how it gets transmitted, etc. Yet, we know shockingly little about how the U.S. dollars are transmitted globally, or that they aren't really dollars at all. Why does the U.S. financial sector lean so heavily on offshore markets? Because that's where the dollars are. And lastly, are poll respondents telling the truth? Robert Cahaley, head of Trafalgar Group, thinks that a lot of people aren't. Trafalgar polls accurately foresaw the outcome in 2016, reports Wall Street Journal. In 2020, the Atlanta-based consulting firm has generally shown Mr. Trump to be in a stronger position than conventional wisdom would suggest. Do people lie to pollsters? Yes, Mr. Cahaley says. Social desirability bias is more pronounced among some demographics, he thinks, and he claims that only Trafalgar polls minimize it. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.